Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In verse number 13, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it. Nobody can escape this. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. Now, we'll go a little bit farther. Before we go a little far, I want you to understand that there's a Jesus talked about a resurrection of the just and a resurrection of the unjust. The resurrection of the just is the believers. The resurrection of the unjust is unbelievers. And yet they will all be raised. So literally there will be a resurrection of the unjust. As we receive, I had a funeral Friday, had a funeral Saturday. We'll have one next Saturday. Paul's brother Ray passed away. It'll be 11 o'clock Saturday here at the church. We'll be feeding the family immediately following that during worship service. But I believe in the resurrection, don't you? Of the just, of believers, that the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain, that's us, we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's the resurrection of the just. The resurrection of the unjust is all the unbelievers, so I can stretch your mind all the way back to Cain. All the Baal worshipers and all the Old Testament and all the New Testament, up to the last unbeliever who will ever die. They will receive a resurrected body. So resurrection, the word resurrection literally means to be standing up. And we're going to talk about this a little bit more. And that's why it's called the second death. They'll be raised to life again. We can't fathom that. But if God could raise saved people, don't you believe he could raise lost people? Ain't a problem to God. So we see there will be a resurrection, a standing up. And the sea gave up the dead, which just talks about universal. If you don't mention literal, I wouldn't have a problem with that. Used to when this Bible was written, people all the time had wars at seas, people buried at sea or whatever. And I always think of this, what happens to those people? I don't know, sharks eat them, whales eat them, whatever, and they just kind of dissipate through the oceans and all, and then just wherever they are. It's not a problem to God to put it all back together. Even had a funeral the other day. It was yesterday. I've had so many. It was yesterday. They were cremated, okay? Little box there. And they were buried. I know in the Auburn Memorial here. I've been to funerals where they have scattered ashes. You know what I'm talking about? Whatever. And I'm not going to get into that. Is it right or wrong, whatever. That's a whole other. I'm just stating a fact. You could scatter it to the four winds of the earth, but God knows where every particle of ash there is. He'll put it back together. How? I don't know, but he's God. He can do it. So again, sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they, again, as mentioned, were judged every man according to their works. I have a couple of notes here. Nothing is done in secret. Nothing. I have some scripture, but I'm going to allow it. Luke 8. Let me read a couple of them. Luke 8, because I'd marked them. Luke 8, 17. For nothing is secret. Jesus is speaking. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. You cannot sin and get by with it. As a believer or even unbeliever. So they're not judged just because of their rejection of Jesus Christ. That's already been determined. They rejected Jesus Christ, so their destiny's already determined. But they're judged, my Bible tells me, according to their works. And nothing is hidden. It's going to be made manifest. Other verses of scriptures in Luke 12, 47, 48, Matthew 7, 22 and 23. Again, time won't allow me to read that. I wanted to get to the book of life. Because I want y'all to be mad when y'all leave here this morning. Because I'm going to throw some of your theology out the window. Have you heard this? When you're saved, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Have you ever heard that? Heard that all my life? Everybody, that's not so. Do you know that every person that has ever been conceived has been written in the Book of Life? I'm going to give you scripture for this, okay? In other words, even little babies that have been aborted, millions of babies, do you know God knows every one of them? Do you know those names are in the Book of Life? Let me give you a little history of this, okay? Let me give you a little history of this, okay? You check this out. In the days of the Roman, when all this was written, when Romans were in charge of the empire of the world, let me tell you, in Winter Haven, to give you that an example, everybody that was born in Winter Haven, they would have a registry of it. If we go back 2,000 years, everybody who was a citizen or born here in Winter Haven, their name would be in a book. So the Romans could tax him. They can keep track of him. Even his little baby, their name was written in this book. However, if they did something against the Roman government and they were criminals or whatever, do you know that their name was blotted out of that book? They were executed or whatever happened. It was a very serious crime that they were taken out. If they were exiled or taken out of that city, are you following? They're no longer inhabitants of that city. They would take that name out of the book. With that in mind, and we'll get more into this when we get to Revelation 22, where it talks about taking their name out of the Book of Life. And that's why some people talk about losing your salvation. If you think that way, well, if they were saved because their name was in the Book of Life, and he takes them out of the Book of Life, that means you could lose your salvation. No. What it means is God knows every person that's ever been born. Are y'all following the thought? I didn't say you have to agree with me, but you've been wrong before. Everyone is, from the time of Adam to the last person who will ever be born up to this time, their name will be written in the Book of Life. I know there's a lot of good Baptist preachers who don't preach that. Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? And I'd say, yes, it is. And so is yours. Let me give you some Bible, okay? Exodus 32, verses number 32, 33. You know the background. Moses had been up talking to God, and he come down out of the mountain, and the children of Israel created that golden calf. Aaron, what do you do? I don't know. We just throw the gold in there, and out come this cow. Moo, you know, I'm paraphrasing. Oh, you know, lie, lie, lie. But anyway, God was going to destroy them for that. And we see in Exodus 32, Moses is praying. Verse number 32, yet now, if thou were forgive their sin, do y'all see that big hyphen? Okay, there's a two little lines. In my Bible, King James, it's a one long hyphen. Do y'all have that in your Bible? If you don't, get you a King James Bible and it'll have it, okay? That hyphen is very, 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 very important. Why is that? Because it's a great pause. That's what that line means. Matter of fact, we see the word in the Psalm, Selah. Oftentimes, a lot of people read it. It's not really meant to be read in the Psalm, 150 Psalms, and often in the Psalm, it say Selah. And that word Selah actually means to stop and meditate upon what you just said. It wasn't meant to be read. I'm not going to argue with somebody who wants to read it. That's fine. But really, it's not meant to be read. It's just a thought. Pause of what you just, and think about what you just read. With this hyphen here, it's exactly what it is. It's the greatest pause in the Hebrew language. And I ain't a Hebrew expert. I learned this from a teacher who I guess he learned it from somebody else. That it's the greatest pause in the Hebrew language is this. I can just imagine Moses crying out to the Lord, yet now if thou were forgive them of their sin. And he just paused. And he said, if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of the book which thou hast written. Man, what love and compassion. He'd be willing to die for all of the Israel people. But anyway, we see Moses for the first time saying, you can take me out of that book. If you don't forgive them, put everything upon me. Are you following?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.